From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords remains in critical condition a week after being shot in the head by a gunman who wounded 12 others and killed six. But she's now off the ventilator, and doctors are waiting to see if she'll speak. Tucson's University Medical Center spokesman George Humphrey says Giffords had her breathing tube removed yesterday.
A surgical procedure called tracheotomy was performed on the Congresswoman to replace the breathing tube that ran down her throat with a tracheotomy tube in her windpipe. This protects her airway and frees her from the ventilator.
Doctors say the procedure is not uncommon among patients with brain injuries in the intensive care unit. The shootings in Arizona may have lawmakers acting more civil toward each other these days, but the rhetoric could rise again as Congress returns to work and takes up the looming problem of massive federal red ink. As NPR's Carol Van Dam reports, the federal government's debt has just surpassed $14 trillion, an all-time high.
Lawmakers have basically two choices to lower the nation's debt, and neither of them are easy. Dramatically cut back on spending and services, or lift the legal debt limit to an even higher amount. With last year's Tea Party activists finding traction over the issue of out-of-control federal spending, the debt problem will likely lead to more bickering in both the House and Senate. Efforts to raise the debt limit in the past are among the most unpopular bills to make their way through Congress. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner warns failure to increase the government's right to borrow more money would be a catastrophe that could possibly rival the financial meltdown of just a few years ago. Emboldened by their big wins in November, congressional Republicans say Americans are fed up with big spending and will oppose any more borrowing. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
The situation is still tense in Tunisia, where interim leaders are working to form a new coalition government after violent protests prompted the country's president to flee on Friday. Spread of gunfire can still be heard in the capital, where tanks are stationed in the streets. Ballots are being counted in southern Sudan's week-long independence referendum. Voting ended yesterday, and it's widely believed that the vote will result in splitting the country in two. A senior Mexican police commander has been abducted by alleged drug cartel gunmen in the southeastern state of Veracruz. The commander was taken after a car chase, as James Bleers reports from Mexico City.
Mexican authorities say police commander Raul Espinosa and his bodyguard, who were patrolling the city of Boca del Rio, were abducted by gunmen who chased their vehicle in an SUV and forced it off the road. Local media claim the gunmen were disguised as federal police officers to be able to get close enough for the abduction. So far, there's been no ransom demand. The motive for the kidnappings unknown, but ominously it follows a six-hour gun battle Thursday in which 12 drug cartel members and two police officers were shot dead in the state capital, Jalapa. For NPR News, I'm James Bleers in Mexico City.
This is NPR News. A mother in Akron, Ohio, could go to prison for sending her children to a suburban school district under false pretenses. Tim Rudell of member station WKSU has more on what happened.
Kelly Bolar lives in subsidized housing in Akron, but wanted to enroll her two daughters in the affluent Copley Fairlawn School District. Her father has a house there, so she declared that the girl's residence. District officials said she lied, and unprecedented in Ohio, she was taken to trial on felony charges. The judge read the verdict as it came in Saturday.
We, the jury in this case, being duly in a panel and sworn, find the defendant, Kelly Williams Bolar, guilty of the offense of tampering with records.
And that could get her 5 years under Ohio law. Her attorney says he'll ask for probation at sentencing on Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Tim Rudell in Akron.
A dramatic playoff win for the Pittsburgh Steelers puts them back in the AFC Championship game for the fifth time in 10 seasons. Quarterback Ben Roethlisberger guided the Steelers to that big comeback victory over the Baltimore Ravens.
They're so good. I told Suggs there at the end, I just have nothing but the utmost respect for him and the type of person and player he is. And anytime you can beat them, it feels pretty good. But to be able to do it on the last drive we had, it is it's always special.
Pittsburgh will play the winner of today's game between the New England Patriots and the New York Jets for a spot in the Super Bowl. In the NFC, the Green Bay Packers moved into the title game with last night's victory over the Atlanta Falcons. They'll meet the winner of today's game between the Chicago Bears and the Seattle Seahawks. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.